Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada, a retirement fire drill. That is how my next guest describes one aspect of the pandemic. Darren Coleman, Senior Portfolio Manager at Coleman Wealth at Raymond James. He joins us now from Oakville, Ontario, with this, I don't know, refreshing take, empowering take on what was a horrendous couple of years. Darren, when you say a retirement fire drill as it relates to the pandemic, what do you mean?
Well, I think the whole experience really began, I call it like a weird reverse camping trip, you know, like you were stuck on your campsite, you couldn't go anywhere, and you were not entirely sure you had enough toilet paper. So that's, I think, how it began for most of us. But as we began going through the experience, which lasted longer than I think anyone expected it to, it really did become like a fire drill. So if you think about what a fire drill is, it's an exercise that's kind of forced upon us to see and test how well are we prepared for an emergency or something that might be coming. And I look at this idea of it being a fire drill for retirement, because retirement is in many ways about, you now have more time on your hands, your circle around you might get a little smaller, work is changing. So there's a lot of lessons I think we all learned as a result of COVID that if we think about them consciously, if we're mindful of how our lives adapted and adjusted, I think that can actually make for a vastly better retirement experience. And I also believe that this whole concept of retirement is very much changed, partially by the boomers, but I think also by this experience that we went through together, because everyone went through the same thing, but we all experienced it incredibly differently.
You were quoted in an article in Forbes near the beginning of the pandemic and talked about the problem, it was phrased as a problem, of having too much time. What did you mean then?
Well, we were suddenly forced to do things that maybe we hadn't thought about. You couldn't just go to the mall. I mean, you know, in Ontario, where we are, we were probably the most locked down jurisdiction in North America, where we weren't really allowed to leave unless you had to buy groceries or walk your dog. That was about it. So we were now stuck, if you will, at home. And what do we do? And one of the things that was advantageous for me was getting to know Dr. Joe Coughlin at the Age Lab at MIT. And they're doing all this work about how retirement is not really retirement anymore. It's all about longevity. And they've got three questions that they ask of us to see how well prepared are we for retirement. And those three questions really, I think, set up really good metaphors for how prepared are we. So the first one is, how do you change your light bulbs? How will you change your light bulbs? So that's really the idea around how will you look after those day-to-day tasks in your life. You know, when you're 87, you probably shouldn't be on your ladder changing the light bulbs. Yeah. The next one is, who will I have lunch with? So how will I maintain my social groups if I don't have the ability to go out and see them, or if my social groups get a bit smaller? And then the final one is, how do I go out and get an ice cream, which is all about mobility? How do I get to the things that I want, or can I bring the things to me? And so from our perspective as advisors, I've really paid attention to those three concepts as they've manifested themselves through the period of time where we really couldn't go anywhere.
There were so many hot takes, so many views about what would change as a result of the pandemic, which, as you say, went on much longer than anybody expected. What didn't change? As you reflect 3 years later, you go back to that article, and it really was in the early weeks. What hasn't changed about retirement?
Well, I think the fact that people aren't prepared for it is still the true, right? Mm-hmm. I think the fact that people underestimate how long it's going to last and how much it's going to cost, and the impact on your social relationships, on your business relationships, on just how are you going to spend all those extra hours and all that extra life you're going to live? I think people are still not prepared for that. That hasn't changed. I've done this as a financial advisor for 30 years, and it still surprises me at how surprised people are, you know, that they're living longer than they thought. They're living more actively than they thought. And, you know, when I started in this industry 30 years ago, when I met with someone in their 70s, they were old, like think Golden Girls old, like they were children of the Depression. They were teens and adults during World War II. They were the great generation. And today, if you're 75, you're probably still doing 10Ks and buying racing.
Oh, yeah, kayaks. You're crushing me at pickleball. If
you're exactly right. Uh-huh. So it's a fundamentally different human I'm talking to in so many ways. And I think that surprises people how active and vital they remain as they get older, providing their health still stays well.
One of the things that I think all of us saw in various ways was how we returned to our life as things opened up again, and what we chose to do and what we chose not to do.
Yeah.
Bring that to the conversation on to our conversation about retirement, because when you talk about the fire drill, we had this reset. And for those of us who are going to work for decades to come, we did make different choices on how we would work, how we would socialize, how we would develop business, all those sorts of things, which is a change that a retiree would need to make, but just maybe later in life.
Absolutely. So this is why I say it is a fire drill, because that change was now forced upon us before maybe many of us were ready for it. And retirement also tends to sneak up on people, right? Many people are not ready for it despite the changing of the calendar, even though they know when they're turning 60 or 65 or whatever their date is, it still surprises them when they get there. So here we had it forced upon so many of us. And I would argue that anyone who did a financial plan or thought about their future in 2018, nope, none of that is probably accurate anymore. That's all gone out the window. And I think the pandemic forced us to really reconsider what was important to us. What were the things that we were going to go back to when we were allowed to go back? And what became a priority? Maybe what wasn't a priority anymore? And what relationships did that all got stress tested, right? So what relationships did I really miss and I want to go back to? And then I'm sure all of us have people in our lives that, maybe I don't really need to hang out with them anymore.
Right. Right. You know? Preferably it's not your spouse or your kids or your parents.
Well, certainly these things all happened, right? They all these things happen. And I think the other element that we also have to be mindful of is how do we look after our parents and other people the generation ahead of us? Because many families discovered, wow, we don't really have a great circle of care around mom or dad. So that became a big priority. And that goes back to changing the light bulbs. How are we going to help? I may be okay to change my life. What about mom? And do they have enough food? What's their health care like? What's their mental health like? How do I look after them when I can't get to them? And things like technology and services have certainly adapted to enable a lot of these things that weren't there or were there, but in their infancy just a few years ago. And I think most of us probably had a Zoom party with friends. I had one with kids I went to elementary school with. Somebody decided to host this thing. And that was, we all looked like our parents, which was very strange on the Zoom call. But I don't think we would have done that if it hadn't have been for this experience.
Right. I want to weave in the financial aspect here, because I think your metaphor is apt when it comes to investments in retirement, in that there was a sudden and significant decline in the stock market that would have people go, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to retire.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that's not the way it worked out over the course of time, and markets have proven to be quite resilient. How would you, what learning would you reflect on as you think about the financial aspect?
Yeah, that's a great point, Bruce, because that's another fire drill that we all had. And I think anyone that was paying attention even slightly got an abject lesson. And here's what you need to do to invest. Investing isn't all that hard. It's predicting the future that's hard. And that's what causes most of the problems. Everybody gets caught up in thinking what might happen next. But if you just maintained a disciplined approach through all of that and ignored the news, you were fine. But we had that wicked volatility that came in really sharply as the world seemed to, like, we don't know what's going on. And then the response by governments and central bankers was also surprising. And none of that was very easily predicted, obviously. And so if you just did nothing and didn't even open your statements and you just maintained a reasonably well-balanced portfolio, you were fine at the end of that. And I think, and then we saw kind of a repeat of that again in 2022 of back down the other way. Now it's coming back up again. So I think the lesson investors ought to take from that is maybe I should just mind my own behavior and not touch the portfolio so much.
Right. I'd love if that was the learning. Because as you say, you've been around a long time. I've been around a long time. So we have seen the dot-com boom and bust, the financial crisis, like all these things where if you just did nothing, you were awesome. It was the people who didn't do nothing that had a harder time.
There's a very old adage in our industry, which I'm surprised people forget. So I'll remind everybody that your investment portfolio is like a bar of soap. The more you touch it, the smaller it gets.
Right.
And that remains, I heard that 30 years ago, that remains to be true today. It's always that way.
On the fire drill, the other thing that people experienced was different needs and wants in terms of a sense of place. And we've seen, and it's anecdotal, but I think it probably plays out in the data too, that many people either look for a second home, or they move to a smaller community, or they bought a bigger home because they realized, geez, if these people are going to be around all the time, I better have a space to crawl away and hide. What of that trend has proved to be sustained over time? And what has unwound as we realize, actually, our job is going to require us to go into the office sometimes?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few people that decided to move, you know, in Ontario, that I decided to move up north and just thought I can be a remote worker or move south. And maybe I didn't have the freedom I thought when the boss says I need to come back into the office. And I think that's actually something that employers are struggling with too, is that people made very different life decisions. And as we've seen, the employment market has been very, very tight. The employment numbers have been far better than anyone anticipated. Like the numbers we saw in January in Canada were 10 times better than estimated. So those are not small misses. Like the employment situation is very robust. So if you're an employer and you demand your staff come back to work, if they choose not to, they can get another job pretty easily. So it's interesting how people's decisions to put where I wish to live and have my lifestyle, now that I don't need to commute anymore, have really moved that power balance around a little bit. So certainly there's some people that went, oh, geez, maybe I got ahead of myself. Others are like, no, this, I don't want to commute. And I've done that in my business. We were on Bay Street for 30 years and we decided, yeah, we don't really need to do this anymore. Cause what's the point of going downtown to just be on Zoom all the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't we just remote home? So the technology has really enabled, I think, people to have more control if they have that opportunity, and many are seeking it and using it.
I just want to ask you one last question as we wrap up here. So in, again, to this metaphor of the fire drill, one of the things that you realize if you were to do one at home is, oh, geez, where are my important documents? Where's the fireproof safe that I will know where it is as the smoke alarm goes off? I run down and grab that one suitcase and race out of my home. So you learn that. The drill teaches you that. Is there anything else you would say we were taught about retirement by the pandemic?
So I think you're exactly right. You know, where your documents are, and that's something we take our clients through. It's like, okay, boom, someone doesn't come home today and cause of death or illness not relevant. Maybe you tripped and fell or got hit by a Chinese weather balloon. Doesn't matter. Where's your documents? And people often think about wills and power of attorney. Obviously, those are critical, but how do we get into your phone? Like, what's your password for your online banking? How do we turn off your Facebook account? Like, how do we do that? And people, I think, need to be guided through that by someone to give them some clarity and insight.
You do realize you just conflated retirement and death just there, right?
Well,
that was not the question I asked. I said the retirement fire drill, not the death fire drill.
Well, if we're going to do a fire drill, there's a reason we're doing it, because it is serious, right?
Sure.
So those are elements of it. I think the other component of this that we have to be mindful of is, what were your assumptions? What did you think you were, and what of those things have changed? And now you're probably more you than you've ever been. And so take advantage of that. Take advantage of the fact that you do get a bit of a reset, and to make changes and act positively towards what those changes are.
Really interesting stuff. Darren, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Darren Coleman, Senior Portfolio Manager at Coleman Wealth at Raymond James. He joined us to talk about the retirement fire drill that was that little thing called the pandemic.